Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Sometimes finding a job can be difficult. It can be even more difficult if the job searcher has a disability. And our next guest says that it can be extremely difficult if that person has been diagnosed with mental illness. She should know her organization has been helping these folks in the Midlands for 20 years. Rosemary Hedden is Executive Director of Work in Progress, based in Columbia, South Carolina. Today, she's in our studio. Rosemary, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having us here today.
Congratulations on 20 years.
I know. I'm really excited about it because it's just expanded so much, and I can't believe we've been doing it for 20 years.
And I understand today is the actual day.
It is, and we're having a celebration this evening.
Tell us more about what your organization does.
Okay. What we do is folks are referred to Work in Progress by places like the Department of Mental Health, Vocational Rehabilitation, the Commission for the Blind, and people come to us telling us what they want to do. They're not going to come in and tell me what their parents want them to do, what their case managers want them to do. We want to know what they want to do, because if you place a person in a job that they want to be matched to that job, they succeed. If you try to place a person in a job just because there's just a job, they don't succeed and they get tired of the jobs. I don't know about you, but I would. I've had jobs like that.
What would you ascribe your organization's longevity to?
I think a lot of it has to do with the work candidates that are very dedicated to being with a work in progress process, because we have staff members that have been with me 15, 16 years, that folks that come to us that want to have a job, they trust. We do a lot of things outside of the realm of just having an employment agency, which is how we bill ourselves, but we do things like if somebody suffers a death in their family, we go to that person's funeral. If somebody has a birth, we get them baby presents, or maybe we'll have a little shower or something like that. If a person is celebrating 3 or 4 years of their sobriety from doing alcohol or drugs, we go out to lunch. It's a family-oriented type program. It is the Work in Progress family for the staff and for the work candidates.
What's the average length of time between when an applicant comes to you and when you are able to help them find a job?
It depends on what the person wants to do, what is available within the community, and usually the average length is maybe 3, 4, 5 months, but we are prepping that person all along. Some people come to us, they don't have a resume. Some people need to get dental plates that we don't provide, but sometimes vocational rehabilitation would. We do anything that's going to help a person feel comfortable, and we do job coaching on the job also.
Have you been able to keep statistics on how many people have come through and how long they stay on the job?
Mm-hmm. We do. Approximately 1,300 placements have been made within the last 20 years. We call it a success if somebody works on a job for 2 or 3 days, because that's an experience. It's something that that person may not have succeeded at before. The longest running work candidate that we have has been working for 15 years.
And how do you find the businesses? Do you just look at their job postings that are online? Do you have relationships with existing businesses in the community?
We have both. We have work candidates that come to us, as I said, and tell us what they want to do. That's where we start. And then we go out into the community and do job development with different companies. We work with hospitals. We work with the school system. We work with Sodexo. We work with the National Advocacy Center. A lot of different choices that we want to give our work candidates.
Can you share with us maybe an example or two of an actual case, without giving names, of course, of a success?
One of the very successful stories that we have was about a lady, and she doesn't mind me sharing this. She would meet me in the back parking lot of our office building off of Calhoun Street. She would be drinking, and she had been drugging, and she was calling me no friends of hers because I wouldn't give her money. And I told her one day, if you could please just stop drinking. Oh, well, that'd be great, Rosemary. I'd just love to just stop drinking. Well, about 4 months into this, she came to me and she was crying. And she said, you know, she said, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. She is now in an apartment. She's been working in her job for the last 3 years. She checks in with me or one of the staff members one or two times a week, and she's a success.
Well, Rosemary, congratulations again on 20 years, and thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Rosemary Hedden is Executive Director of Work in Progress. Their office is in Columbia, South Carolina. We will have a link to her organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.